USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Republican National Convention is this week, and President Trump spoke a little bit about what you're going to see coming this week after the constant attacks by the Democrats and presidential candidate Joe Biden.
Well, I think we're going to see something that is going to be very uplifting and positive. That's what I'd like to like it to be. What I'd like to like it to be. I think you have to defend yourself by talking about some of the lies, like when he says Social Security. I don't think he knows too much about Social Security.
And though President Trump will be giving his official speech on Thursday night, he will be actively engaged each night of the convention. The Trump campaign announced the full roster of speakers, including First Lady Melania Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, former Ambassador Nikki Haley, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and Representative Dan Crenshaw of Texas, Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky, and former New York Governor Rudy Giuliani. This is
good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages on this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies in USA's Chris Barnes report.
The world's three biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops. It says as the school year begins virtually in many places, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the AP it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint, as kids cannot do distance learning without a computer. I'm Chris Barnes.
The northern Gulf Coast is bracing for a rare 1-2 hurricane punch as one tropical storm and one hurricane, Laura and Marco respectively, set their sights to make landfall in southeastern Louisiana. Hurricane warnings are posted from Morgan City in south central Louisiana to the mouth of the Pearl River between New Orleans and Gulfport. Ocean water could rise up to 6 feet above normally dry land. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Flooding caused by heavy rains has killed at least 6 people along Turkey's Black Sea coast and left another 25 missing, including some rescue workers. Television footage showed vehicles being swept away by floods on the main road off of the mountain in the town of Dirili, which lies 12 miles inland from the Black Sea. Bridges, roads, and buildings were completely washed away. Across the province, over 360 buildings were damaged. Heavy rain along Turkey's Black Sea coast also saw apartment buildings evacuated after landslides in the Rizeh province, 110 miles east of the Black Sea. A Connecticut town's officials are showing comedian John Oliver what they think about his expletive-filled rant about their city, naming the local sewage treatment plant after him. Danbury Mayor Mark Boughton announced the tongue-in-cheek move in a video posted on his Facebook page that shows him at the plant. He said, "We're going to rename it the John Oliver Memorial Sewer Plant. Why? Because it's full of crap, just like you." The new name comes after a recent episode of HBO's Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, in which he explored the race racial disparities in the jury selection process, citing problems with a number of Connecticut towns. In the segment, Oliver noted Danbury's charming railway system and its historic Hearthstone Castle. Oliver also made fun of Boughton and other American mayors over videos they made seeking to attract Amazon's second world headquarters to their cities. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.